the book Hebrews, part 59. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please go to my website, plus 27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very welcome, but please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send the link to your friends, family, and for those that matter. You need to have a 1611 King James Bible, at least a notepad and a pen ready for notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study this morning will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. And again, I just want to apologize for the fact that I did not have verse 16, Genesis 4, verse 16, on my laptop. Somehow it was missed. But the problem has been rectified, and I trust that you have studied through it already, as I've given you some homework to do. Genesis 4, verse 15, and the Lord said unto him, that is Cain, therefore whoever slayeth thee Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, a mark upon, so it's something that's exterior, that is visible, which up till today we haven't picked up. I think it's because that race has been taken off the earth because of the flood of Noah. That's all I can think about. Because there is no mark found that can be used that's visible. And the Lord, that's Yahweh, set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, Yahweh, and dwelt in the land Not. Now where did the land Not come from? Because Yahweh has sent him to the land Not in the east to get himself a wife there. First of all, who built the land Not? Genesis 1 verse 26, 29, people. God couldn't have been Adam and Eve. And he got himself a wife there. So where did the wife come from? It's not his sister. What was his sister doing in the land Not all by herself? Because Adam and Eve wasn't there. There wasn't even woman born until the 26th or 27th generation of Adam. Then only was the first lady born, or girl born. Genesis 4 verse 16, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord Yahweh, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden, the east end or side of Eden. Verse 17, and Cain knew his wife, he had intercourse with his wife. Now the church will tell you that is his sister. Can you have intercourse with your sister? Sickening. And she conceived. So now what do we have? We have two different races. You have the race from Genesis 1 verse 26 to 29. And now you have the race that comes from serpent seed and Eve seed. You with me? It's not Adam's seed, it is the serpent's seed. And then you will have the sons of Yahweh, which is those that comes from Adam's and Eve's seeds, the sons of Yahweh, which will be from Seth further on because Abel has been murdered by Cain. So we're going to find different seeds here. The seed of the Genesis 1 people, the seed of the serpent's son Cain's seed, and then the seed of the sons of Yafah, which is Adam's seed. Those who were born from Adam are called Adam's seed. In short, the sons of Adam. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. So we must agree, there is no other argument except that Cain could only get his wife from a Genesis 1, verse 26 to 29 people. Are you with me? Do we agree? Yes. If you don't agree with me, just say to me straight away, where did he got his wife from? Forget what the church taught us. Couldn't have been his sister. Do we agree? Couldn't have been his sister. Well, Adam and Eve's offsprings, the girls, it's impossible. So where did he got his seed from, his wife from? The Genesis wife, Genesis 1, 26, 29 people. Now, their children is going to be the fourth group of people. First, we have the Genesis 1 people that was spoken. Then we have the seed from serpent seed. It's the second group. Then we will have Adam's seed, who will be from Adam and Eve. And fourthly, we have the seed from the combination of Genesis 1, which were Cain's wife, and the seed of Cain, which was the serpent's seed. Cain's father was serpent's seed. What seed will the Cain brought forth? The serpent's seed. Together that, they will bear giants. Genesis 6. We will see in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 and onwards. In that time there were giants on the earth. Where did the giants come from? Yahweh never made any giants. One bloodline, Genesis 1, verse 23, 26. Second bloodline, the serpent seed, which was Cain. Those two together create the fourth bloodline, which was the giant bloodline. The third bloodline will be Adam's sons. So we'll talk about that a bit later. Very interesting. I'm sure by this time your mouth must be hanging open, eh? Why haven't the church taught us anything about it? For more than 600 years, it was in the Bible. As it is written there. They didn't say anything about it. When I was on theological college, when I was in Bible school, I was told that Cain married his sister. There was no other explanation. Yahweh allowed Cain to marry his sister. How did his sister got in the land, not in the east, all by herself? How did she build a state or a town with the name not in the east? It's impossible. But the Genesis 1 bloodline, they built the city called Nod in the east. And Cain knew his wife, verse 17, and she conceived. And bare Enoch. And he built a city. So he was a sort of a Freemason, eh? And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And Cain knew his wife. He had intercourse with his Genesis 1, verse 23, 26 wife. And she conceived and bare Enoch. So who was Enoch? He was the first of the giants. There was a giant race. We will look at the sons of Japheth later on. So this was a mixed race also. And he built a city. Yep, that was Cain. And called the name of the city after the name of his son, which was Enoch. It's wonderful to know that the scripture is all the time, it's backing itself up. The scripture doesn't need us to back it up. The scripture is written by the Ruach HaKodesh. And unto Enoch was born Irat, verse 18. It says, and Irat begat Meluhoyalan. And Medibululan Yan begat Metusal. And Metushal begat Lamech. Now, what we need to know is that on this stage, there was different sons born from the one son to the other son, from the one son to the other son. So on the end of the day, it's where the Bible says in verse 24, if Cain shall be savage sevenfold truly, Lamech 70 and 74. 7 times 7 is 49. 490 times. Now verse 25. Look at verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God or Yahweh said she, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. So this confirms that Cain and Abel were two different seeds. As you saw, it says, the Bible says, and that Yahweh said she, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel. So Abel and Cain were two different seeds. Isn't that what I was telling you all the time? And to say to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then we gave man to call upon the name of the Lord. When? After the son Enos. They started to, the men became to call upon the name of the Lord. L-O-R-D, capital letters. Impossible. That couldn't have been. That couldn't have been. The name Lord. Lord means Baal or Bailey. When he says, you will no longer call me Baal or Lord, but my husband. He says, you will no longer call me Lord, my husband, Baal. Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16, listening to the scriptures. From that time only, they only start to call upon Yahweh Almighty. Now you can read chapter 5 in your own time. It's all the different, it's the ages of everyone who lived from there on. You will get, it's a whole list of names and years. Now I'm going to move to Genesis chapter 6. Now, when we conclude Genesis chapter 6, we will move back to the book Hebrews. But in this chapter, we need to have a safety belt or a seat belt or two, because we're going to cover quite a bit of information about the book Henoch that was written in the 16th century. And the things that are taught from the internet today as scripture, as supposed to be revelation word, which is not. You can't just trust anything that's on the internet, because the greatest atheist can write a subject on the Holy Spirit. And although he doesn't even believe in the Holy Spirit, place it on the internet, somebody else that is not literal in the scripture, in the word, can go there, read it, and wow, voila. There suddenly the truth is revealed. And it's been written by an atheist or an agnost. It's not revelation word. So we need to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh if we want to use the information on the internet, not to believe lies. And a lot of people has been deceived already in this life because of internet information presented as the word of God. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.